Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Boston police say they're now working with the FBI after a package bomb exploded last night on the campus of Northeastern University. Boston Police Superintendent Felipe Colon says officers quickly responded to the scene.
On arrival, they located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded.
The Boston Police Superintendent says officers searched the building on Northeastern University. He says the responding bomb squad then found a second suspicious package and rendered it safe. President Biden is going to the Detroit Auto Show today. He'll highlight the new Inflation Reduction Act law that invests in electric vehicles and battery manufacturing. Biden has set a goal for at least half of new vehicles sold in the U.S. to be EVs by the end of this decade. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops have taken back over 1,500 square miles of territory since the beginning of this month. As NPR's Ashley Westerman reports, all of that territory has been in the eastern region of Kharkiv.
The Institute for the Study of War says Ukraine has reclaimed more land since the counteroffensive began in the east than Russia has taken in all of its operations since April. In his daily address Tuesday, President Zelensky said the, quote, stabilization measures have been completed in about half of Kharkiv region and will continue. Valentina Datsenko says she was so excited to see Ukrainian soldiers return to her hometown of Balaklia. We were very happy, she says. We cried and kissed. Russian forces were driven out of Balaklia on September 8th. It was the first town liberated in Ukraine's latest counteroffensive. Ashley Westerman, NPR News, Kharkiv.
In London, mourners are forming long lines to pay respects to the late Queen Elizabeth. The BBC's Johnny Diamond reports hundreds of thousands of people are expected to watch as the Queen's casket is moved today to Westminster Hall.
The Queen has spent her last night in Buckingham Palace. This was private time, a time for family and for household staff to pay their respects. She'll leave the palace for the last time and travel the Mall, where crowds have lined the route so many times for royal weddings and jubilees, state visits, and many decades ago, her own coronation. Her coffin will be carried on a gun carriage past the huge Union flags that now line the Mall before turning into Whitehall and making its way to Westminster Hall. There, on top of a raised plinth, she will lie in state.
The BBC's Johnny Diamond reporting. Funeral services for Queen Elizabeth are planned for next Monday. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to travel to Britain on Saturday to attend the service. You're listening to NPR News. The European Union's top court has ruled against Google in a long-running antitrust case. The EU's General Court has upheld a ruling that says Google is using its Android operating system to suppress competitors in the market. And the EU court says Google will have to pay a fine of more than $4 billion. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has arrived in Kazakhstan. It's his first trip outside China in more than 1,000 days. NPR's Emily Fang reports she will meet Kazakhstan's president as part of a Central Asian goodwill tour.
For the better part of 3 years, Xi Jinping has remained closely guarded inside a strict COVID bubble in China. But today he ventures out, first to Almaty, then to Uzbekistan's capital of Samarkand, for a security forum that Russia's President Vladimir Putin will also be attending. Putin and Xi are expected to meet one-on-one, though China has refused to confirm this meeting. The trip signals China's priority for regional security issues. Kazakhstan is a big recipient of Chinese infrastructure investment and borders China's region of Xinjiang, where China has detained hundreds of thousands of ethnic Uyghurs and other historically Muslim ethnic groups. Emily Fang, NPR News.
Pope Francis is also in Kazakhstan today. He is participating in an interfaith conference. Francis has urged delegates to condemn war and religious justifications for it. This is a counter to the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, who is not attending the conference. The Russian church leader has strongly supported Russia's invasion of Ukraine on religious grounds. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.